I'm here with Sinead McBride and Shannon McGruddy. Sinead, captain of the team today. Was it as hard fought a victory out there as it looked?
Yeah, it was a hard fight, but I think we made it hard work for ourselves. Like, we were making stupid mistakes the whole way through, and we made so many... We knew what we were doing wrong, but we just couldn't quite get to it. I think we were all just a bit caught up in the moment. But at the end up, we got the result we wanted, so that was the main thing.
Yeah, and you go home with the cup tonight, Shannon. You are grinning here 10 years on after making history with Tiernan. Here you are for your home club, and probably feels a hell of a lot better with your home club, and you are making history as well tonight. You'll be taking the cup back to Downing's. I'd say you're so happy.
Mo, you make it sound as good as it feels.
It's just insane. I don't think there's any other word for it. And as Sinead said, look, we were at our feet there at the end. 100% our supporters carried us over that line. So thank you to all supporters that travelled with us here today and all year. It's just incredible.
Yeah, you started off relatively well. You went 4 points up with 7 minutes. They come back at you. You know, you went on only 2 points up at the break. You come out in the second half. It was a wee bit sore, but you were against a tight breeze, Sinead.
Yeah, we were against a bit of a tight breeze, but we knew what we had to do, and we went into the changing room at half time, and we all had a sit down. We all kind of got our heads back again. We pointed out what we did that we needed to improve on and what we did well, and then we just went out, and it was a full reset. We didn't do exactly what we wanted to do or what we planned, but sure, that happens during football. You don't know what you're going to get or what you're going to go out to, but at the end up, we did pull together well as a team, and we kind of were losing our heads a bit because we'd never been in a situation just as big as this, but I think we did well in the end up, so...
Yeah, you lost Maeve Doherty to the sunburn. Pretty harsh, I thought myself, but nevertheless, you were down
Maggie
to... Maggie Doherty, yeah, thank you. You were down to 14 players at that stage, and they had a purple patch then. They got 1-2, which left them 1-1, and then they were a point behind, and then they got that last point just before the before the break to even things up.
Yeah, I think that's one thing about our team is we... I suppose don't panic too much. Mm-hmm. It took us a while to get set up again after Maggie went off, but we pulled together, we got to that break again, and we reset and we went back out again and went to war. So
yeah.
Tell me, Eivin O'Connell was a massive loss for you today, Shannon.
A massive loss. Eivin is an unreal player with a huge future ahead, and we did that there today for her and for her family.
Yeah.
Yeah, disappointing that she didn't get a chance to play. She'd been playing massive football for you all year.
Yeah.
Listen, the celebrations will begin. I think you have a semi-final, an All-Ireland semi-final at home.
So
would it be
here,
correct?
Yeah,
so tell me, what does this mean to your club, Sinead?
It means the absolute world to our club. Like, I don't even know how to put it into words. Like, it's beyond words. Like, but the community, I think it's just something that we all needed. And even the big hype for today, and we're not at home, I just can't even imagine what it's going to be like whenever we're at home and we have the All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah, the homecoming this evening will be special. Shannon, will Downing's be the place to be tonight?
100%.
The wee bar.
Everyone head to Downing's.
Get to the wee bar.
No, it's very exciting. Look, we're eager now to get on the road and get back and see everyone and see our families. It's just amazing.
Listen, congratulations, girls. Well deserved. You're the Junior Ulster Ladies Champions for 2024.
Woo! What a feeling.